Well, you're expecting a Holy Spirit Pentecostal sermon this morning. You're going to be disappointed. I'm not picking on Pentecost this morning. Go on. No, you need it. Yeah, I'm not going to be talking about Pentecost this morning, because I know we're going to be covering it tonight. But I just want to talk about some of what refreshed in my memory a couple of weeks ago in the Bible study. I like to blame other people for my sermons, and then if they're not good, it's their fault. No, it was Dave this time. Some of what Dave reminded me of, one of my favourite verses, and I thought, I've not preached on that for a while. That looks like that's kind of preaching on, so you'll get it this morning. So what I wanted to think about this morning was gifts, which is obviously linked to the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Because he brings all those gifts what he gives us, and the fruit that go in our lives are gifts from God, aren't they? So in a way it's linked, but not really. I think probably sometime in our lives, or quite often in our lives really, we all get some type of gift, don't we, of people? Sometimes it can be for his birthdays or for Christmas. Even at our family services we get some gifts sometimes, don't we? I would call them prizes. But have you ever had a free gift when you bought something else? So say you buy some life insurance, you know, you get a free pen or a little telly or something. Yeah. Just for inquiring even about life insurance, you can get a free pen. You've seen that advert, haven't you? With certain insurance companies now, one of the latest things is that they give you 2 months free insurance. Well, that's what they say anyway. The price is just built into the other 10 months, but they just say they're giving you 2 months free insurance and you're only paying for 10, even though the price has gone up by 20%. If you went on the high street and looked in one of the, well, a few of the food shops on the high street, one of them offers buy one calzone, get one free. Calzone, a pizza, kebab pizza. So, anyway, they also fold up. Big things, lovely. Buy one, get one free. The famous window advert. You buy one, you get one free. You know that one, don't you?
I said you buy one.
Has anyone ever been given a free gift without buying anything?
Yeah, hot chocolate.
Yeah, occasionally you do, yeah. I've had that in hotel chocolate. Free sweets. Sometimes the things are good, but most of the times things that you get for free are rubbish, aren't they? Nobody wants them, or you don't really want them, but somebody's going to give them and you wouldn't because they don't want them either. I can remember standing and listening to a presentation for 30 minutes in the shop once because they were going to give me a free gift, and they gave me a little sort of plastic fish knife. Thank you very much. Wasted 30 minutes of my life, and I've got a little plastic fish knife to show for it. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah.
But what I want to look at this morning is the ultimate free gift, a gift that keeps giving, a gift that gets more and generous as it goes along. And God gave and give and gives it. It's a relevant gift for you and me. It's a gift that contains many other gifts, and it's not the Holy Spirit, even though that does the same thing. Let's read Romans 5, verse 12 to 21. And now you probably know what the gift is. But there's a lot of things in these few verses what can easily be missed if we don't study them properly. I'm going to read it from the New King James, so some of the words might be a bit different than yours, but the meanings are the same. So Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of Adam's sin, who is a type of him who has to come. But the free gift is not like the offence. For if by one man's offence many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. The gift is not by that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from the one offence resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offences resulted in justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offence judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hebrews 3, first PowerPoint up, please. So we're going to be looking at grace this morning. These few verses were read, there's 10 verses there, and in my version, the word gift is wrote 6 times in those 10 verses, maybe slightly more or less in your version, depending which you've got. But it also goes more than that. The two words, free gift, is wrote 3 times in those 10 verses, which emphasizes my point this morning even more. If you think about a gift, it's something that is given to you by someone else, or you give it to someone else. I sometimes give myself gifts, or I bought myself. Find that quite good, because you get what you want, don't you? But it's not the same as someone else giving me a gift, is it?
Yeah.
That someone thinks about what you might like, or something that might suit you, and give it you. Or maybe they think, I don't really want this, I'll give this to someone else. And you get that as well. But what is the amazing gift that these verses talk about so much? And it's that word, isn't it? It's God's grace. Romans 5, verse 20, one of my favourite verses in the Bible. The law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded so much more. When sin abounds, grace abounds so much more. You know the songs about grace, don't you? I think you reel off quite a few songs about grace. In some of the songs which we sung this morning, the word grace was mentioned. They were looking out for it as we were singing it. You've heard lots of sermons, I suppose, on grace, haven't you? We're going to have another one this morning as well. So this is one of my favourite verses in the Bible, where sin abounds, grace abounded. Not just more, but much more. We're going to look at that. First of all, a good description of grace is unmerited favour or unearned favour. Someone just blesses you because they can, not because you earned it or deserved it, but just because you were there and they want to bless you. That's grace. Unearned favour from God. When you look at it in the light of this scripture, it says grace abounded much more than sin. But grace is about much more than the forgiveness of sins, as we're going to look at this morning. That's part of it. Let's look a little bit closer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and split the words up into letters for which spell grace. So first of all, the G in grace is for God's gift to us, as we've been looking at already. We can't buy it and we can't earn it. In John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That is the gift. He gave it, couldn't buy it. It was because of God wanted it, because of his great love for you and me. He gives unearned and undeserved favour and blessing to us through Jesus. As I said, the word gift is mentioned 6 times in those verses. It's three times it says free gift. That's even better, isn't it, than a gift, a free gift. God's gift of grace to us is free to us, but it costs God everything. That's what we've got to remember, isn't it? When we give a gift, it costs us to buy it or to make it, and then we give it away, don't we? So it's cost us something. Every gift costs someone something. It's nice to be on the receiving end, to be on the free end of the gift, isn't it?
Mm.
So G in grace is for God's gift, and it's free to us, but it costs God everything. The second letter, R, in grace, is for righteousness. Grace reigns over death and us through righteousness because of Jesus. That's what it says in one of these verses. Righteousness is when God declares that we are right and clean before him, even though we're still sinners and we know that we're sinners and we know that we do things wrong. Yet God puts on robes of righteousness on us, which he takes from Christ and puts on us, which makes us righteous. Righteousness is given us as part of grace because of what Jesus did on the cross, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Jesus' righteousness was placed on us. And that's another free gift. I love free gifts still. Especially these, what God gives us. The A in grace is for acceptance. I just want us to have a look at a verse from Ephesians 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So there it tells us that grace also makes us acceptable to God, makes us accepted in the beloved. We're now accepted by God because of God's grace. Another free gift. Not only do we have the status of being right before God, but he goes a step further and accepts us as his children. He adopts us. We're his. He fully accepts us just as we are. Yes. We don't have to wait until we're good enough to come to God, because if we did, none of us would ever be here. We don't have to pass an exam to come to God. He just accepts us just the way we are. We don't have to do anything really except accept him as our Saviour. It's another amazing gift of acceptance. God calls us and draws us to himself because he has accepted us just the way we are. The seeing grace is for continuous flowing. It continues, it never stops. God's grace has always been poured out. This is where my favourite verse and word comes into this. Though sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Yeah. I love that word, abound, because it means overflows, you know, it means in excess. Verse 15, it says, but the free gift is not by the offence, for if by one man's offence many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. The word is there again, abounded. And then verse 20, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Think about that a little bit. Although sin abounded in the world right from Adam and got worse rapidly, sin does abound in the world now, as we can see from the events that are happening, occurring at the moment. Sin does abound in us. It thrives in people, doesn't it? And especially people that don't know God. Yet God's gift of grace abounds more. No, even more than that. It says much more. It says much more. No matter how much sin there has ever been in the world or ever will be, there is an abundance of grace to cover that sin. People accept God as their Saviour. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ. The grace of God, as they were ministering, was exceeding abundant. It was over what they ever imagined. When you think about grace, it doesn't only just cover sin. It completely washes it away. It overwhelms it. It makes the sin as like a speck of dust compared to the river of God's grace, which just washes it away. I can still remember the first time that I preached on this verse. I mean, I can't remember the date, but I can remember it for one reason, that when I was studying, I come across a story of a woman that had been asked what she thought about grace and the way that she would explain it. You may remember when I tell you this story again, but she said it's like being stood at the bottom of Niagara Falls. You know, and millions and millions and millions of gallons of water just flowing and flowing, flowing over, you know, just washing everything away with power. And no matter how much water comes over the Niagara Falls, there's always some more to replace it. It never ends, it never stops. It's always just powerfully washing away. And she said that reminded her of the grace of God, that no matter how much it washed away the sins of the world, no matter how much it blessed us, there was always more. It was never going to be extinguished, ever. It just flows and flows and flows. It is continuous. The way I like to think of it is that no matter how much grace pours from God, it never even slightly dints God's supply of grace. God's grace is a continuous process of pouring out faith and love and blessing on us. And lastly, the E in grace is at the end, and it stands for everlasting or eternal. Verse 21, it says, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. God's grace not only flows on and over us throughout our life, but also into eternity. It continues, it can't stop. It's something that can never be stopped. When we go to heaven, the free gift is crowned in everlasting life and peace and health and joy and paradise and wherever else is there in heaven for us. God's grace not only rules on earth, but also rules in heaven as well. It abounds and flows over everything we have and are on this earth. It also abounds and flows over everything we will be in heaven and throughout all eternity. Everlasting grace, you can call it, can't you?
Yes.
Amazing and everlasting. Something even. Though sin abounds, His grace overwhelms it.
Yeah, that's right.
Not just washes it away, it overwhelms it. It abounds much more over every second of our lives, right through into eternity, and will continue forever. It's one of the things that can never stop. So in conclusion, G is for God's gift of righteousness, which is the R, and acceptance, which is the A, and it continues into eternity for us all. Amen.